This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Biden administration laid out its priorities in Iraq on Tuesday, saying it wants a strategic partnership with a stable and democratic country while preventing a resurgence of the Islamic State terror group there. Deputy U.S. Ambassador Richard Mills told a virtual meeting of the U.N. Security Council that the U.S. plans to remain a, quote, steady, reliable partner for Iraq and its people. He said part of that effort is preventing a resurgence of the terrorist group Islamic State. Mills said the new administration will support Iraq's anti-corruption and economic reform efforts and continue providing humanitarian assistance. The envoy said stability requires credible national elections, which are planned for October. Iraq's parliament has adopted legislation to finance the elections, and registration of candidates and voters has begun. The UN has urged parliament to finalize the federal Supreme Court law, as that court will certify election results. Mill also reiterated U.S. condemnation of the deadly rocket attack Monday on the northern city of Erbil in the Kurdistan region. That attack killed at least one civilian contractor and injured several other people. In the rocket attack that killed a contractor for the U.S.-led coalition and injured at least nine other people, coalition spokesman Wayne Morotto said a total of 14 rockets were launched and that three hit an airbase housing U.S. troops near Erbil's airport. Morotto said the contractor killed was not an American. He said the injured included eight other civilian contractors and a U.S. service member. A little-known group called Saraya Aliyah al-Dam claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Myanmar authorities filed a second charge Tuesday against deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi, an apparent legal maneuver that could keep her detained indefinitely. Suu Kyi's lawyer said she's charged with violating the country's COVID-19 restrictions. Suu Kyi and her house arrested her official residence in Naypyidaw since this month's military coup, was previously charged with illegally possessing imported walkie-talkie radios without a license. Violating the law is punishable by a maximum of 3 years in prison. President Win Myint is also under house arrest. Their attorney told VOA's Burmese service that the charges against both are politically motivated. Nationwide protests against the February 1st military coup continued Tuesday, despite the shutdown of the internet for a second night. A group of nine Hong Kong pro-democracy activists went on trial Tuesday for taking part in an unauthorized, massive anti-government protest in 2019. The activists include 82-year-old Martin Lee, media tycoon Jimmy Lai, and Lee Kwakong, commonly known as Long Hair. They're all accused of organizing or participating in the August 18, 2019 protest, which drew more than a million people. Seven of the activists entered not guilty pleas, while two of the activists pleaded guilty to taking part in an unlawful assembly. The demonstration was one of the largest that engulfed Hong Kong in the last half of 2019, many of which involved violent clashes between protesters and police. The protests were triggered by a controversial extradition bill that subjected Hong Kongers to extradition to mainland China. The demonstrations spurred Beijing to impose new national security law last year, under which anyone in Hong Kong believed to be carrying out terrorism, separatism, subversion of state power, or collusion with foreign forces could be tried and face life in prison if convicted. South Africa has scrapped plans to use the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine and will switch to a different one. Media reports say complaints with the AstraZeneca vaccine include a higher price than the European Union members are paying, shipments of old vaccine, and a lower efficacy rate against a variant of the coronavirus that originated in South Africa. On Tuesday, South African health officials announced they would receive a shipment of 80,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and begin inoculating healthcare workers on Wednesday. You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're following at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. VOA News.